You know, legislators in Olympia, like politicians everywhere, don't like it when you're reminded that they raised your taxes. And back in 2007, voters passed Initiative 960. It was being pushed back then by Tim Iman, that put a series of tax advisory questions before voters. Now, basically, it would say the legislature voted through the following tax increases. Are you for or against? It's only advisory. So you by voting to strike down a tax, to oppose a tax, you don't actually strike it down. You're just making it clear how you feel as opposed to how a majority of the legislature feels. And voters have been doing this now for 15 years. It was passed back in 2007. But you know what? For about the last 7 or 8 years, Democrats have been trying to pick at it. And this year they said, you know what? Just get rid of them. Get rid of those tax advisory votes. Stop reminding people that we raised taxes, and for crying out loud, don't let them have a say in whether we did the right thing or not. Well, the Senate Democrats had this vote in committee, got it out of committee. It was in the Rules Committee. They just yanked it. They sent it to the floor. They're going to vote in the state Senate to do away with those tax advisory votes. It's caught the attention of Republican State Senator Jeff Wilson down there in Southwest Washington. And Jeff was kind enough to join me here for a few minutes on the John Carlson Show. Tell us what's going on down there. Senator Wilson, how are you?
Well, good morning. And let's get right into this. What's going on down here is something that shouldn't be going on. After 16 years of respecting the initiative process and essentially providing advisory votes to present to the public what we've done, now will be stricken. We're headed down the road where if you want to feel ignored and you want to feel that the government doesn't listen, this bill will accomplish that. It will remove that process for you. It's something I feel very strongly against.
Well, good for you. And I'm wondering, what was the argument and who were the witnesses at the committee hearing calling for an end to these tax advisory votes?
Well, of course, the argument is these votes don't matter. These votes aren't binding. But in fact, that's like saying to the voter, you don't matter. Your opinion, your poll, the way you feel about the conduct of your legislature doesn't matter. And really, that's somewhat insultive, in my opinion, to our voters. And quite frankly, the whole process to abolish advisory votes, let's cut very clearly on this. This was brought to the legislature by an initiative, and we're going to remove their initiative by just simply abolishing votes. No mention of a referendum. It's just going to be their way or no way.
Well, the last thing the legislature wants is the sentiment of the people to be expressed on this issue. They don't like the people doing that in the first place.
Unfortunately, that's only for they. This is why we're fighting back so hard on this matter. It is headed to the floor. I expect there'll be some very serious and heated debate on it, as it should be, because what's at stake is one more time, just like an income tax or a $30 car tab, we decide to go against the will of the voter. So this will all come into play here very soon at the floor. It should not have passed through, and I did make efforts to amend this process in committee.
So again, let me ask the question. We have about a minute and a half left. Who testified in favor of doing away with these tax advisory votes that appear on the ballot?
Not, I would say, the voting majority.
No.
And again,
what organizations said we should stop letting people have a say here?
Well, there's so many of them that were listed in. I really didn't want to go down the the naming of them, because, of course, they're incredibly progressive. And for that reason alone, you know, there was much more to be debated on the topic.
Well, if these things don't matter, why would these progressive groups think it was worth raising a fuss over in the first place?
Well, it seems like where we're headed, you throw in greatest hits like the capital gains taxation I mentioned, mm-hmm. but also what's coming just around the corner, which is compulsory voting legislation that is being heard in state government and elections. And that alone is another way to say, listen, we want you all to vote, but we only want you to vote on the things we want you to vote on. And it really provides the, it's actually, as I called an insult, it appears that our voters aren't educated enough to make their own good decisions when casting a vote.
The contempt for the voters is so evident throughout this legislation, and I think that's what incurred the wrath of Senator Wilson here, the attitude toward voters showed by the supporters of this bill. Senator Wilson, thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you. Look forward to our next time.
You got it. You got it. Again, that's one more bill we need to bat down, and we'll be talking about it in greater detail later.